And happy Monday. This is Hannah B. with the Monday Morning Motivation Podcast. I hope everyone is feeling nothing but positive vibes on this beautiful Monday morning. And if you aren't, I will make sure you are. This week, I have one of the funniest people joining me. He is someone that knows how to put a smile on everyone's face. One of the hardest working people I know. And this person is Dan Levy, a voiceover talent and a Chicago media personality, is here with me, ladies and gentlemen. Dan, thank you so much for joining me. I am so excited to have you be a part of Monday Motivation with Hannah B.
Hannah, the pleasure is all mine. Thanks for having me.
Of course, Dan. So, Dan, I don't know if I've told you, but I absolutely love your podcast, Levy Cast. It is absolutely amazing.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I've kind of just doing it on my own for fun. So I never really know who's listening, when they're listening, but whenever I get somebody that actually enjoys it, it brings a smile to my face. That's wonderful. Thanks.
Of course. So, Dan, you bring so much humor into it, too. So it never fails to make me laugh. But can you just give a little bit of background about your podcast so my listeners have a better idea?
The podcast itself, I've actually been doing podcasts, believe it or not, Hannah, since about 2007. I was one of the first people to really kind of get into the actual medium of what a podcast is and what it is and how it goes down. And I've been working with ex-athletes, and I've been working with a lot of Chicago personalities and different kinds of people in and around media. And I, you know, in 2008, I was living in an apartment in Chicago where I actually had a third bedroom where I was able to studio it out. So I would have people coming over and recording them that way. I would have Chet Copic, Lester Munson, former NBA players, former NFL players walking into my apartment in the Ukrainian village. And I had it set up where two or three or four people can come in, and now I got a podcast. I would produce it and send it out. So over the years, I've been tinkering around with that. And then my buddies and I, in 2009-ish, when we all kind of lost our radio jobs, I said, hey, you know what? We should all just do a podcast. I mean, I'm kind of doing these with other people, and maybe it's kind of a way where we can all kind of keep our mojo going and, you know, just kind of keep it fresh. You know, we can do once a week. And we started doing it in my buddy Abe's, in actually his bedroom, where all of his laundry was. And we were just kind of all just messing around and having fun and busting chops, if you will. And then unbeknownst to all of us, my buddy Abe was sending it to the people at the Howard Stern channel. So when it got to Howard Stern's people, they liked it. Then it got sent to Baba Booey. He loved it. He consumed all of our podcasts. And then he gave it to Howard Stern. Howard Stern enjoyed it. And then we got a tryout on his station on Howard 101, which then rolled into a 3-year weekly show on his station.
Oh, wow.
So that's what podcasts have been able to do for me. And then ever since then, I've still been helping out with other people's podcasts. I've been jumping on other podcasts, and I've been kind of just teaching people the mode and the medium of it. And then, I mean, my radio career has gone so many different ways where I started off wanting to be a sports guy and a talk show host. And then because of the way the business is, I've kind of just done a lot, almost everything but that. But then I'm kind of in this spot right now where I kind of want to dip my toes back into hosting and kind of be more of a personality than I was. I was kind of more of a commercial guy and a production guy and a more behind the scenes kind of guy, and kind of starting to get that edge to me again where I want to be back on it. So I figured if I'm going to teach it, if I'm going to promote it, and I'm going to do stuff of that nature and try to go be back on the air, I figured, you know what? I better start my own podcast.
Awesome.
And I've always had different ideas over the years of what a podcast should be and what I should do with it. I know so many people. Like, should it be something where my wife and I, because my wife is on the radio, Jill Erchek, do I do something with her as like a married couple?
That'd be so cute.
So that's an avenue which I'm still trying to figure out. I was actually just telling somebody today, actually somebody that you and I know, I had a call. It's been a while since I talked to this person, and I was like, I still want to venture down that avenue with my wife. I'm just trying to figure out how I would be, because I'm a different person. You know, when people are on the air, they tend to be an extension of themselves somehow. We don't always talk like this. I do, but not a lot of people do. But when I'm on a podcast or I'm on the radio, I'm kind of a an extension of myself. With her, I would be more me, and I'm trying to figure out how that would be as far as me being a podcaster. So I'm trying to figure that out. But I just figured I would show it a couple different ways. It wouldn't just be me. It can be me sometimes, but it would be my buddy Mark Grody, who's on the radio. There's a thing I wanted to do with Michael Jordan where, even though The Last Dance came out, I wanted to do a thing where people gave me their personal stories of Michael Jordan, because I think those are always something kind of cool. So I kind of just wanted to make it like this hodgepodge of different ideas where nothing would be the same. And then COVID-19 hit, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to keep pumping these out, trying to get them out once a week. So right. I've been kind of trying to do that, but, you know, with the way life is, and I'm a dad, and I got another full-time job that I'm working on, and I'm working on other people's podcasts still, and right. I have a former athlete down named Brett Boone, who I just finished doing a podcast with him. So I haven't had time to do as much Levy cast as I want, but when I do, it's really just become a labor of love. It's a way for me to be me and a way for me to, you know, bring up things that are going on in my life that I want to discuss with people. And I think I've kind of going through a pretty decent regular life, which a lot of people are kind of relating to. And I want people to kind of get to know my personality, because it's always been more behind the scenes than up front. So I'm kind of just using the medium as my own playground to be like, all right, you guys are going to actually get to meet Dan Levy, who I've kind of buried a little bit because I wanted to try to do more voiceovers and production, but I'm letting him out a little bit more now.
The one and only Dan Levy. No, awesome. That's very inspirational. Speaking of inspiration, Dan, who is someone who has inspired you to start your podcast? There's one person in this world. Who do you think inspired you?
I don't know if I can actually narrow it down to one person. It's just been I think the inspiration comes that I've been helping so many other people do it.
Right. And no, you do.
I don't know if I peel the curtain back this much. I'm not sure how much your listeners know about you, but you and I both were, I was teaching at the Illinois Media School. You worked there. And I spend classes teaching people how to do podcasts. It's what I've done for a really decent amount of my career. I get paid to do it. I coach people. I have a knack for letting people know how to kind of get into this. I have a curriculum on it. And it just got to the point where I was like, you know what? It's one thing to teach, it's another to do it. I'm a voiceover guy too. I do voiceover work and I coach that. And I always want people to know that I do the voiceover work. I'm not just giving opinions. I'm in the race with them. Even though I'm teaching how to do voiceovers, when you do auditions, you ain't getting an audition that I'm auditioning for too. It's just the way it is. But
right.
I figure if I'm not doing it, I want someone else. I mean, I don't want somebody to be like, well, you know, I want to be on with somebody who has their own podcast, who has their own kind of listeners. And I kind of wanted to build my own audience. I kind of wanted to, right. you know, in terms of social media and things of that nature, I wanted people to start to get to know who I really was. So my inspiration, it really was just, it's about time. It's about time I figured out the back of it.
Yeah. So, Dan, I see on your social media that your son has started his own podcast, DJ. So can you tell me a little bit about that? I mean, I listened to the one he was talking about space, and then one he was talking about Woody and Buzz Lightyear and all that fun stuff. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Of course. It's no secret that my wife and I are on the radio. when we had our child, we discussed what we should name him. And we shot around a couple different names, and my dad had passed away 16 years ago, and I did not want to call him my dad's name because I thought it'd be really weird to say my dad's name. And I said, you know what, we'll put it in the middle name. And I told my wife, how about we do this? How about we name him DJ? It'll be for Dan Jr., but it'll also be for Dan and Jill, because my wife has always wanted children.
Oh, yes.
I thought it'd be something that would, I mean, she's always, I mean, once I met her, she's been operation, I want to have a kid. And I met her when I was younger, and I wanted to do the radio thing, but it was radio that brought us together. So DJ, there's three different kinds of meanings to it. Now, my son doesn't really grasp that we're in radio. And when he hears us on the radio, he'll cover his ears. He doesn't like it. My buddy Abe, who's on 95.5, was actually talking about him on the radio. He didn't really understand. He doesn't really get it because not a lot of kids understand that, you know, they don't, their parents aren't on the radio.
Right.
So he doesn't really understand when there's a commercial with mommy or on or daddy on, and we're doing the traffic, I'm doing news, I got a commercial on. He doesn't get it. So he's more embarrassed by it. But because he's a kid and my wife will be at work or something of that nature, and he'll be around me. I'll say, hey, bud, and I have my own studio now. I said, you know what? We'll be talking. He'll be in here. I go, can you hang on a second? And I'll say, okay. And then I'll do a voiceover. I'll do a commercial. I'll do a traffic report, a news report, a weather report, all things of my gigs, all my different jobs. And he sees me do it. And daddy, I want to try that. I want to try. And so there were times where, I mean, when he got to about 4 years old, I just would turn the mic on and I would say, all right, well, put the headphones on. Let's listen to you. And he would just start talking and talking. I have all these different recordings of him from since he was like in here. On this, I have it. Let's see, DJ. Sorry to take up this time from you.
No, there you go. I have good. Him
when he was 4 years. He was 4 years old when he started talking.
My name is DJ, and I have two, and we go back, and I have to get to space because I'm waiting in the bed, so I need to sleep because it's bedtime.
That is so adorable.
That was the first thing I ever recorded of him when he was 4 years old. And it just kind of, then when he got to about, you know, a little bit after that, he started getting really into the show Toy Story. And he would start, my wife and I, we'd tell him stories tonight. We would tell him stories. He would say, you know, what do you want us to talk about? He would say Toy Story. So we would start saying, okay, you and Buzz Lightyear, you guys go here. And, you know, we're just creative people. And he started doing it. So he would be in, he would be here and he would say, you know, what should I talk about? I go, well, why don't you tell a story? And then he would start doing stories of what he was interested in. And he just started going for like 3 or 4 minutes. I would record it. And then I just didn't even, I didn't tell him I was podcasting. I just said, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to produce it. I'm an award-winning production guy.
Right.
So I know what to do when there's things of that nature. And I was like, you know what? I think it's kind of cute. And, you know, he just started doing it again, and he hadn't done it in like a year, and now he's in a space and dinosaurs, and just kind of like a nice like audio monocle of them.
Right. He's going to grow up to be just like you and Jill. Little does he know.
Well, I hope he becomes like a lawyer or something else, but right now it is cute. So it's kind of one of those things where he's kind of like, oh, if he likes it, who knows? Maybe he might be a really big radio star. Maybe he'll be bigger than anything I've ever imagined, or maybe he'll be a judge. So I don't know what's going to happen. But for now, I have like audio chronicles of when he was a kid, and it melts my heart.
That's awesome. I know. I always love seeing your posts. I'm like, oh, look at DJ. And then I pull it up on my Spotify. I'm like, oh, this kid has got some talent going on. That e-learning is, you know, really doing him wonders.
Actually, it's not. He's just a funny, funny kid. He's always saying funny things. He's always doing funny stuff. And it's just, you know, kids do say the darndest things. He's 6 years old. He's at that age where it's just funny stuff. So it's one of those things where I'm just going to record it. I'm lucky enough to have a recording studio where if he says something funny or he does something weird, and, you know, I'm just going to record him. Not a lot of people have like that kind of, you know, that kind of setup. So I'm like, as long as I got it, I'm going to try to document everything I can get out of this.
Exactly. Pool. So you can show him when he's about, you know, maybe at his wedding. Hold on, DJ, let me pull this up for you.
Wedding. Every time he brings home a girl, I'm going to play him that piece of audio I just sent.
Please do it. So,
done and
Dan, my last question for you is, if you could give a piece of advice to anyone during this difficult time of COVID, what would it be?
I think right now it's a weird time for everybody because everybody's in this mode of they're digesting themselves. I think a lot of times when we're in this mode of when we have a hectic world, when there is no COVID, we were able to get lost in our work and our hobbies and things of that nature. Now we're in a place where we are starting to digest ourselves. Don't take yourself too seriously. Take every day as if there's one day that's not good, it's okay. God didn't make every day for you to enjoy, but you're here to learn. Learn something new about yourself. Take the time to do something that's really just for you. The podcast, to me, makes me feel very happy. I don't get paid a single cent to make my own podcast, but I know when I get done doing it, I feel like $1 million. When I release it out there, it makes me feel good.
Exactly.
So I've even discovered drawing. When my kid, we'll draw together, and I'll actually Google how to draw something cool, like a lion or a tiger, and you can find step by step. I drew a T-Rex. I'm not even good at drawing. I remember saying to myself, just felt really good to just kind of, you know, get lost in something else. Try to you know, we have no control over this world. And a lot of times when people finally figure out that we are not the ones, to borrow my mom's saying, we're not the ones steering the ship, I don't think a lot of people understand that.
Right.
So there's a lot of things that are going on in this world that we cannot
control.
And just try your hardest to just don't be so hard on yourselves. Try to learn a new skill. Try to do something that's just for you. Do something that makes you happy. There's a lot of times that we're doing stuff for other people. And right now we're about to go probably into another quarantine. It's about to be the holidays. We're about to probably experience something that we've never actually done together. And just know that everyone's in the same thing, but figure out the next level for you. Figure out there's, you know, something that you always wanted to make. So if you wanted to bake something, if you wanted to eat something, if you wanted to, you know, maybe look up on something YouTube, a tutorial on how to do something, just something that makes you feel better about yourself, because this is only one life we got. And there's so much horrible things that are going on in the world these days. And it seems like every day we turn on the news, it's something else that stresses us out. So turn off your phones for a little while.
Exactly.
Turn off the social media.
Dan, I totally agree with you.
Do stuff that's kind of weird. If you're with a family member, if you're with a friend, try to time like 3 hours where no one looks at their phone. If you're with your family, why don't you order like a board game off Amazon? We do Shoots and Ladders over here. We turn the TV off. We play Shoots and Ladders as a family. We just play. We just do something that's a little more interactive with each other. And if you're by yourself, then start to learn a FaceTime. Try to think of other people that you know that are living alone, that are by themselves. Give them a call. Try to touch base with people that, you know, I don't know how old you are, but see if there's an old teacher that's around. See if there's an old friend that you haven't talked to, or if you moved away. This is a time to reflect and realize that some people aren't having it as easy. And even when we think we're not having it that easy, there's, it can always be worse.
Exactly.
So just be thankful for what you got, and just try to remember that there's, you know, making other people happy and sometimes taking care of other people is just as rewarding. So if you have time to give somebody advice, if you have time to the most precious thing we can give somebody is our time. So if you can do that and you can be that person, you can stand up for somebody if they need something help and they need something, even though it's something you probably don't want to go out and do, just try to give a little bit more of yourself. Try to, it's okay to make others happy. It's okay to reach out to somebody that you've never haven't really talked to, and maybe just have a discussion, you know, just talk about something that doesn't have to do with politics, you know, do something about people's favorite foods or what they want to travel or anything you got to do to get to know each other. And if you want to start a podcast, let me know. I will teach you. We'll teach you. Reach out to me. I'll teach you.
Dan, you couldn't have said it better. I think during this very difficult time, I think it's just so important that we are doing things that make us happy. Right. And I know consistency for me with my podcast has been my biggest goal during quarantine. And every time I release one, I just feel like so happy and so proud. So I think that when everyone finds something that they truly love and are passionate about, especially during this time of COVID, like take advantage of finding what you truly love to do, like what your passion is and what you would love to do for a career for the rest of your life. So what you said was perfect, Dan Levy. And to all my listeners out there, are you wondering how you can give Dan Levy a follow? Well, all you have to do is pick up your phone. Be sure to follow him on Instagram at Dan Levy, VO as in voiceover. How cool is that? And at Base On Air, Twitter, you can find him at Base On Air. And check out his amazing website, danlevymedia.com. That is Dan Levy, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me. It was such a pleasure, and you are truly someone that I look up to. You've inspired me to follow my dreams in radio and to pursue my passion with podcasting. So keep doing you, Dan Levy. You are one of a kind.
Thanks, Hannah. That means a lot. And it was a pleasure being invited on this. I'd be happy to come back anytime you'd like.
Be sure to check out LevyCast, available on all streaming platforms. It will leave you feeling nothing but positive vibes. Have a great week, everyone.